a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 52 degrees.
Freeways in great shape, one minor city street crash. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Washington Post reports the CDC is at least considering a recommendation for all Americans to wear masks in public in order to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
No final decision has been made, but if it happens, George Washington University Dr. James Phillips says yes, masks could help, but...
Will they help keep you from getting the disease? The answer is no. What happens, the way you get the disease is by inhaling particles that are like 5 microns in size, very, 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 very small. They would go through any silk scarf or cloth mask. But if you yourself are sick, even if you don't know it, and those are the ones we're the most worried about, by coughing into or breathing into a scarf or a cloth mask, you're preventing those droplets from getting out into the air around you, and that keeps someone else from inhaling it. Just like coughing in or sneezing into your elbow. It's the same concept. It's acting as a shield. So in that case, if I walked out and I saw people wearing scarves around their faces everywhere they go, I'd be a very happy doctor.
One of the concerns for medical professionals is that if everyone starts wearing masks, then people might not take social distancing recommendations as seriously.
Meanwhile, one of the largest retailers in the country says its employees have spoken and they want face masks.
So we'll start deploying masks to all million-plus employees.
The coronavirus. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a Walmart executive is promising voluntary masks for 1 million plus employees. Walmart Executive Vice President Dan Bartlett tells Fox News that it's all about giving workers and customers peace of mind.
To make sure that they feel safe. It'll be voluntary for them to wear those masks, but we feel it'd be important for them to know that they have those masks at their availability.
He says they'll also be implementing additional safety steps, including employee temperature checks every time they clock in. Bartlett urges shoppers to not come in crowds and just hang out, but rather get whatever few things you need and then get out. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
More than 16,000 Utahns have been tested for COVID-19, with more than 800 people testing positive. About 8% of those who test positive end up in the hospital. Here's Utah State Epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn.
We continue to increase at that rate. We will overwhelm our healthcare systems in the coming weeks.
There is some good news out there this morning, though. Only about 10% of the cases in Utah have come from community spread, or cases where the person infected did not have a traceable exposure to the virus. Experts say that's proof that our social distancing is working.
If you have an expired driver's license, you can keep it a little longer, and there is free parking in downtown Salt Lake City. The coronavirus, KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, the Utah Driver License Division says police will not issue any citations for an expired driver license right now. They say they are only processing essential services and mostly by phone. That includes replacing a lost card and CDL processes. And they say renew within 6 months of this pandemic and you won't have to take the tests again. Salt Lake City, meanwhile, says the parking meters now are all no charge with no time limits. Any citations from the last week are dismissed, and residential parking limitations have also been lifted in the city. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Testing is about to take a big jump forward. KSL's top national stories. Let's go back to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, President Trump announced a new coronavirus test that gives results in as little as 5 minutes. Abbott Laboratory CEO Miles White tells CNBC they'll be producing 50,000 tests a day starting this week.
While 50,000 a day sounds like a lot, it's not enough, and we know that.
He says they're expecting to develop an at-home test in the coming weeks. Monday saw 550 Americans die of COVID-19, bringing the pandemic toll to more than 3,100. Dr. Tony Fauci says New York remains the epicenter, but other places like New Orleans and Detroit are flaring up.
Well, we're going to have all of these little mini outbreaks throughout various cities in our country.
He also warns of resurgence in places like Los Angeles. New York's tri-state area remains the epicenter of America's outbreak, nearly half the cases and deaths. That prompted Governor Cuomo to plead with healthcare workers in less affected areas.
Please come help us in New York now.
Many doctors and nurses are now traveling to help out in New York. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. A New York's U.S. Open tennis complex is converting indoor courts into a 350-bed hospital. The kitchens of the main stadium will make meals for patients, healthcare workers, and school children starting today. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.